then maybe.
Who's better?
And then that's when it comes down to, isn't it? That's what it comes down to. Who's better? I'm going Curtis Jones, man. I'm backing the boy.
Going Jones.
I'm backing the boy, bro.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast. Another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful game has unfolded and been written into the history books, sort of, because it is the international break, man. The time of the year where everyone kind of takes a foot off the pedal. Well, I feel like when there's no like World Cup qualifications or Euro qualifications, it's a bit more chill. The Nations League is semi-serious, but it is... Actually, let me ask you, man. Is that something we should take seriously as a country, the Nations League?
You taking it serious?
No.
Okay. What about you, Charles?
The no's have spoken.
If you're in League A, I guess you do get kind of some sort of chance to compete.
So if anything, it's doubly unimportant for England because we're in the B League, right?
Yeah, we are.
We're in the Championship. We're in Division Two.
Yeah, we are. We suck, man. Well, all right, Charles, man. Well, we are here. As I've been saying over the last few weeks, the rotation has been heavy and a strong starter has come back to the squad. He's been missing for a couple of weeks, mate.
Yeah.
He's been a running back. He's been running back.
And, he's been defensive. Saquon Barkley. Yeah.
He's been defensive coordinator.
Derrick Henry, actually.
Derrick Henry
and all them, man. But he's back. I don't know if you can hear him, mate. It's producer T. What are you telling me, broski?
There, bro. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me, mate. Thanks for coming,
man. You're welcome to come look at these cameras anytime, bro.
There's a man, bro.
Come on, man.
Producer T. But all right, guys. Since we're going to get into some England chat, of course. We're going to talk about the current. It's kind of like a checkpoint for the season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man United made a big appointment with their manager. So we're going to talk about maybe the league favourites. But there's only one place to
Apparently
start.
Apparently it's him because he wears Moncler's and that now.
Oh, yeah. Monclizzy, as they say on the Twitter sphere. I say, yeah. let's talk about something that's been, you know, popped up maybe the start of this week, which has unlocked a massive can of worms for Mr. Howard Webb and the PGMOL. There's only one place to start. It's David. David Coote, man. What we call him? Coote. David Coote.
David Coote, you know. Yeah.
Obviously, that video came out of him slagging off Klopp and his boys slagging off Scousers and stuff.
You know what? I didn't have a problem with it.
Mm. Go on.
I didn't have a problem with him sharing his opinion. Just not like that.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say
I don't know who the... I mean, obviously, he wasn't in his right mind. And then we see the other videos.
Yeah.
You see the other allegation.
Yeah,
you see the RICO case developing against my man.
Yeah, facts.
But, bro, if you haven't... It's, they're referees, so they go to their place of work, which is the football field.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might not get along with everybody. You know them ones. You might not get along with all your colleagues or all the people that you're working with at work.
Yeah, no, I actually see that angle.
Someone might be a dickhead.
Yeah.
So if he's there calling them a dickhead, you know, he has freedom of speech, no?
Yeah, no,
he's got the right to his own opinion. The only thing is,
who
the hell is the kid next to you?
Yeah.
And why has he got the camera out?
Yeah. And why is he sharing that, man?
Do you understand?
I just think it's so, like, considering the position you're in, man, like, even to record that for him to, like, because it sounds to me like the way it's set up is they were doing it and then maybe the guy was like texting his group chat like, yo, I'm with this Prem ref. And then they said, someone asked him and then he was like, look, this is what he said about him. I filmed it. And I just think, oh, bro, like even if that scenario isn't the scenario, either way, when the guy's pulling out a camera, it's just, bro.
Clearly wasn't just, in his,
he
wasn't in his right mind, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Charlie, like, David Charlie Coote, you know.
Oh, bro. Oh, yeah, exactly. Bro.
David Charlie Coote.
I think that's something we need to discuss as well, because, bro, like, that's crazy in itself.
Even as a referee, like, just imagine your nature as a referee.
Mm.
It's a lot of stuff you want to
debunk.
Not even debunk, just not have put out into the public.
Yeah, facts.
Because there's somebody that could just act out of hand and just find out where you live or some shit just because of one wrong decision that you made at work, fam.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure with that job, you know. You can't just be opening your mouth and just be talking to anyone anyhow.
Yeah, no,
man, I've got cameras about it now.
It's true, man.
Well,
let's talk about, like, obviously, the repercussions. T, what do you think about Mr. David Coote, man? Obviously, I get people saying he's in the right or in the wrong. I think I agree with you. Like, bro, if that's generally his opinion on Klopp, he doesn't like Klopp or whatever, then fair enough, innit? Like, not everyone's going to like everyone. But, like, the repercussions of what's happening, T, what are your thoughts, bro, before we get into it a bit?
I feel like it just goes back to why were you letting yourself be recorded. Who is this person recording you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know your position, and you know that, like, he needs to read the room. You're a Premier League ref. Anything
honestly,
you say concerning the Premier League is going to be big news.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And he just decided not to think. I'm not yet.
Because now people start getting in the Athletic and on the Daily Mail and all of these sites, yeah?
Yeah.
And they'll be talking about, oh, look at the actions of the referees.
Mm.
This kind of adds further to the whole thing that referees have an agenda within this league, or that there's some kind of corruption, or that like the standard is just not off. Like it just opens up that discussion to talk about all of that and go, see?
Yeah.
I started moving like that. Let me not lie. I was like, yo, you got to investigate all
this
of them
the
now.
That's what we have.
See? No, I think the problem is, isn't it? The problem isn't so much what he said, it's the problem that now like you just said, it opens up that tin of worms.
And whether there's legs to it or not, this is an individual. Like, it's not everybody else making this mistake. But hey, David Charlie Coote,
mate, you know what you're up to, fam. But I think, and then the only thing that doesn't help his case either, then you see some of the other Liverpool games that he's managed, or he's ref, sorry, and then some of the incidents that have happened in those games. That's when you go,
I'm sure all the teams, we got files.
Yeah.
He sent off Saliba, innit?
Yeah.
Everyone's got files on him now.
Tomiyasu as well.
Tomiyasu.
Yeah.
He got files.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. So I think that's where you have to question, like, that's where the question of integrity comes into it, innit? Because then it's like,
are they refereeing with an agenda? Do they hate Liverpool? Are they more favourable to the Manchester team? So the London teams get a bit of rubbish decisions and all of these things.
He was on the game, mate, the Charlie soapbox. But what do you, man, think he should do moving forward? What do you think? Obviously, the PGMOL has suspended him. I don't think he can manage in the ref in the Prem again, man.
I don't. You'd be lucky to see him Sunday league, fam.
Yeah, that's actually true, bro.
He's finished, bro. He's fit because it's not just the video showing his opinion, his dislike that could potentially suggest that, oh, we have an agenda as referees. It's not just that.
Nah.
It's the Charlie.
Yeah.
It's the Rico.
It's the Rico. They're taking down the whole organisation, bro.
Bro.
Because when you deep it now, like now, obviously Howard Webb had to deal with that. Now what's he going to say to the other stuff as well? He's going to be like, what? All your refs on the gear, yeah? Is this what these men do?
Trust me. Is this the kind of operation that you're running?
These men
are refereeing the game. You know how much passion is in the stadium, fam?
Yeah.
You know how much money is getting put into the game?
Yeah, facts.
These are the refs.
Facts.
But saying that, fam, I went to go watch Bournemouth. I went to go watch Felix, though.
Yes, big
on
up
the weekend.
Oh, big up Nolly. Yeah,
yeah. There was some domestic football, even though the international football was on. You know,
heard you missed the pen though,
bro. The stand. Shout out, no.
Yeah.
I baller though, clean.
Yeah.
Clean. I can't lie. Clean.
Baller. Man, like Gravenbush.
I think Marius said that he's going to Australia.
Is he?
I think he said he's going to Australia.
Oh, what is he?
Yeah, to go play out there. I don't know if it's like for a year or like 6 months or whatever.
Or like, what do they call it over there? What do they call it over there?
Some
like,
kind of scheme, I don't know.
No, I was thinking about the pro teams. What do they call them? Like Adelaide and that. Sydney FC. And
oh, the teams, yeah. Adelaide United and all them things there. Melbourne FC.
Sydney and all them, man.
Maybe. Oh, wow. I don't know exactly which team it is, but yeah, Maris did say something about Noel going up to Australia.
That's an exclusive.
So when Maris texted that in the group, I looked at him, I was like, all right, cool, let me see what he's about. Pretty guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's kind of clean, though.
Yeah, he's kind of clean.
Oh, good player. Defensive mid as always. The captain for Felix, though.
Yeah.
He done all right. Shame about the penalty at the end, my boy. But the 90 minutes of performance, good, man.
Yeah, good
reading of the game and that good leader.
What were you saying about the refs? Refs weren't up to scratch from even at that level.
Yeah, bro. Like, Premier League refs are lucky because they have VAR and all these things now. They have all the technology that can help them. They've got fourth officials, like, they're all mic'd up, everything.
Yeah.
This referee down here didn't know whose throw it was.
The
ball go out, there's a clear deflection, everyone can see it. And he's getting throw-ins wrong, 3, 4, 5 in a row.
Yeah.
I'm there thinking, you know what, T? Do I even bother about these Premier League referees? Because
if at FA Trophy level,
this is what they're on.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's actually really bad, though.
What do we do? Do we import new refs?
Because I know, like, FA Trophy.
Like cars.
Yeah. Fam. You got a deep, obviously, I know it's not Prem, but it's still a good level.
It's
football.
An FA game, bro. FA Trophy second round.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shout out Bournemouth. We are the wood.
We are the wood. We ticked that one off, innit, on the road to glory.
Yeah, man, we've done that. Yeah. I went to go see them in the summer, and then, yesterday.
Yeah, good stuff, man. I love it. We love
this
game.
Refs.
Bad refs all
David
over
Charlie
the gaff.
Coop.
David Charlie Coop, man, what do you think? Do you think he should keep his job then? Or, like we said, he's done. Done, finished.
Yeah, I don't think he should have been... It would have got like a little sanction, but I don't think he should have got something heavy for the video, even though it was stupid.
Yeah.
But, again, the Charlie?
Yeah.
Wait, wait, was
Finnish,
he? Was
bro.
He
that's drugs, bro?
Wait, was
there's
he?
A video of him sniffing lines, bro.
Yeah. Okay, that's different. Then he's done. Yeah,
so I'm
yeah,
saying
that's different. Yeah,
it's the drugs, bro. It's not just the video. The video, like you can, you know what I mean, hold a little ban for that.
Yeah.
Klopp's not here, man. Who cares?
Yeah, well, no, it's just...
What is that? Mm. But at the time, it's like...
it's he'll never ref a Liverpool game again. Or never ref in or Everton game.
Do you know what I mean? Like, all kind of stuff like that will start getting put out. Yeah. Like, he can't go Liverpool, he can't ref
and then
their
if he
games,
comes
he
back, it's like...
It's an agenda, it's rare, it's, you know what I mean?
If he comes back and gets, like, another big decision wrong or something, bro, it's going to look mad, fam.
It's going to look crazy.
Yeah, so David Coop, man, well done. This is how you... perform.
Shout out to you, my boy. You should be a postman or something.
Yeah, for real.
Something peaceful.
Do you know what that man said as well? Like, it's looking like maybe this is a personal thing as well. Like, someone's just coming for his name. Because this was like this happened in like 2020 or 2021, isn't it? The actual video. And then some other stuff came out. People are saying, like, it's starting to look a bit personal for him.
That, you know, see how strong the Rico is. He's been doing Charlie for 4 years, bro.
But that's, bro, I didn't even deep that because I guess that adds into it. Because now, if that was 3 years ago, what else is going on? Do you know what I mean?
To be fair, not even that it makes it better that it's more that it's recent or if
it's recent.
But the fact it's going on for like 4 years, bro, that's crazy. You've just been a ref.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Out of your mind.
What go on?
Someone at the door.
Oh, yeah, we've got a bench podcast intruder, mate.
Is it Huss? I knew it was Huss.
Of course it was. Bro, we're just talking about...
we're not at a Liverpool bit yet, though.
Yeah, we're talking about David Coote.
Snake.
Yeah, says a lot. Says it all, bro. Nah, to be fair, bro, he's we're saying he's cooked, bro. I think he's
out of here, man. Be a postman.
Yeah, might be difficult for him this season.
Be a postman.
Yeah, for real. But all right, Charles, man. Let's get back to the Premier League, bro.
Premier League.
Obviously. Oh no, we need to talk about it. Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. We talk about England first, right?
We're talking about Kuti.
But let's talk about England, man. Obviously, they played Greece 3-0 over there. Our boy, your boy Curtis Jones. Scored a great goal.
You see the backflip?
Yeah.
Proper like
flip.
Yeah. You learned that from Darwin Nunes, fam.
You know, all my days.
Seen him do it in training.
All
said,
my days.
Yeah, you know, I think I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Darweezy's teaching.
Easy.
Darweezy's teaching someone, bro. That's what I'm saying. But England win 3-0. Goals from Curtis Jones, a man with their own goal, and Ollie Watkins scoring a goal in the first 7 minutes of the game.
The own goal come because Bellingham was like, it was in his own half and he just went one charging run.
Oh, yeah, of course. See, and he hit the post.
Shot,
yeah. I mean, bro, what do you think of the starting lineup first and foremost, bro? I know Morgan Rodgers got into this team. Nonny Madueke got into this team. Anthony Gordon got into this team.
Them two are starting tonight as well.
Are they really?
Yeah, them two are wide. Bellingham in the 10. Kane's up top. Gallagher.
Oh, so Kane comes back into the team today.
Gallagher and Jones again.
Yeah.
Ooh. Carl Walker's right back. No, Carl Walker's centre back. Livramento right back.
Ah, okay. Because he started with Ezri Konsa on the, against Greece. Man, bro, it's hard to really start a point on this England thing because it's in like an hour or two. Kazi Reign's going to be over. And then it's almost going to be like a fresh start, bro.
He's just vibes in, man.
Yeah.
From he knew from early that Tuchel got the job, he's just vibes in.
Yeah.
Like, cool.
For real,
bro. I'll play the team that I want to play.
Yeah.
And well, to be fair, at this point, with how many people went out injured, like 8 or 9 people apparently that pulled out of the squad injured, the initial squad.
Well, bro,
he's now got license, so just sort of, all right, cool, you can play here. Lewis Hall, left back.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, for real. Well, let me put this to you, Charles, bro, because I feel like now, like I've just said, the Lee Kazi era is going to be over. With that said, a lot of players come from his under-21 squad. Obviously, I'm looking at Modewake, I'm looking at Anthony Gordon, looking at Curtis Jones. I'm looking at the guy that came. Do you remember that guy, Taylor Harwood-Bellis? He made
City.
The bench. Yeah. The Southampton.
Was he at Southampton? Yeah. He went there from City.
Yeah. And then Morgan Rodgers, Lewis Hall. There's obviously a load of young players in this team.
Yeah.
When Tuchel comes in, obviously, I feel like his priorities are not going to be quite the same. Maybe promoting youth, etc., etc. He's probably just going to pick a different bunch of players.
Mm.
Which one of the players from the Carsley kind of team do you think survives like that? Becomes
survives?
A mainstay? Does Madueke survive, for example?
Madueke survives.
Yeah.
Because he can be a backup to Saka, innit?
Yeah, oh my God, yes.
Bro, literally, he can be a backup to Saka. So, yeah, he can. And he's been playing well. He's been doing good, like, the time that he's had.
Mm.
He played well yesterday. He played well the other day.
Yeah.
And he starts tonight as well.
Madueke. It does. Because obviously, in this kind of Kazi team as well, Gordon's become a bit of a regular. Do you think he keeps his place?
I think he might hold down that spot. If Rashford don't fix up, and then we don't want to shoehorn like Foden or
Rashford's in America,
or whatever.
By the way. Did you want to see Rashford in America?
At the Knicks game.
Yeah.
I start.
Yeah, game's gone, man. Yeah, he's 50.
I don't like how he's dressed. Too many jewels.
I think he thinks he
does, yeah. 100%, yeah, 100%. So yeah,
Manny style. I'm just gonna call it Manny style.
Yeah, bro. The man do their own thing. Different up there, style. Man. So I'm looking at the injuries and suspensions though. Declan Rice was out of the squad. Bukayo Saka's out of the squad. Jack Grealish, Phil Foden, yeah. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Cole Palmer, Levi Colwell, Aaron Ramsdale, Kobe Mainoo, John Stones, all out for this camp. Man, that's a big.
Were they the ones
list.
Not selected or out injured?
Out injured.
Ramsdale.
Yeah, I don't know Ramsdale.
Foden.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what's it? Ramsdale,
isn't it?
Yeah. Let me see who come up into the squad instead of Ramsdale.
Chase, do you want to ask me a question?
Hey guys, who's here from the Post Grazing Podcast?
Friend of show.
What was I gonna say? Bob, you said that point about like the players that you know might survive. There's a one player that he's brought in because it's been in all his teams, which is Angel Gomez.
Yes, true, very true.
Now, do you think he's gonna survive, or do you think he's gonna be chopped, fam? Because he generally, no one said it, but he got picked because he's a Kakazi player.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
three
yeah.
teams.
He benefited from it 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, go on, sorry.
Oof, good question, man.
I think
he could, given the job that he'd done against some of the other teams, he played well.
Yeah. Yeah, and we don't really have a player that plays like the deep six like that.
But he's a miniature one, though.
It's his height. But yeah, like, it could be Verratti style, man. It could
yeah,
be
true.
Kimmich style. Like he could see that kind of player in him, maybe.
Yeah, that's
we got a bunch of eights in midfield.
Yeah, that's very true, man. But then you obviously look at all the other players, like Cole Palmer's, Levi Colwell's, and that man. Mm. It's gonna be an interesting.
Yeah,
like,
they'll be all right.
Yeah,
Cole Palmer definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Colwell probably left-sided centre back. Yeah.
Do you think as well? It's a given that Harry Kane becomes the nine. He's his not starting nine at the 2026 World Cup.
2026.
2 years. Dos years.
How old is he gonna be?
Harry Kane in dos years. He's currently 31, but his birthday's in July.
It'll be 32 turning 33 out 33, there. Or 33 yeah. turning 34 out there. Sorry. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
But given his performance in the last
it depends on his fitness, man.
Yeah.
It depends on his fitness. Obviously, the last tournament, like, he wasn't fit, but because he's the captain and he's the knight, like, he's Harry Kane and really, yeah. like, he kind of got that seniority to start.
Yeah.
If he's not fit, then he's not going to start.
Mm.
If he's fit, probably, maybe in 2 years, he might still be our best striker. Depends on what Ollie Watkins does.
Yeah, it's
or
true.
Or depends if there's a number
depends
nine.
What Dominic Solanke does as well.
I don't know. Mm. About that.
Big Dom did.
Good
job,
27 I mean?
Years old, he'll be touching 30 by then as well himself, as in Dominic Solanke.
He might be on the way. This might be it for him. He might be on the way down as well, but
might just got his first big move. And now he's on the way out.
Not going well for him. But yeah, if Kane is fit and if in 2 years' time he still kinda looks like Harry Kane.
Yeah. Well, you got a deep as well. Ollie Watkins, the other option, 28. So yeah, he's gonna be in the next World Cup.
I mean their games are different as well, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Maybe hang on. Are we raising a concern for England here?
We need a young striker.
Yeah,
Eddie Nketiah.
How old is he though?
He's like 25.
Oof. I'm
trying to think. He's not gonna be shy. We need someone out the woodwork.
Liam Delap.
I was gonna.
The track, no boy.
Should we get that Evan Ferguson? Should we see if we got some? British
see if we
in
can
him?
Switch up. Yeah,
switch allegiances and that.
That is actually hilarious, bro. Well, actually. Another question about Harry Kane, let alone will he start for England. Would you reckon he would have won a trophy by then, 2026?
Yeah, probably. Bayern top right now.
Yeah. I don't know.
A Bayern top in Germany.
They better be. I actually think that, you know, I think they're battling out with this season. I think they're battling out with Leipzig this season.
Yeah, Leipzig. Yeah, but nah, Bayern are 5 points clear. They got a gap still.
Yeah, okay. It begins.
They got a gap.
And you're seeing that Bayern Leverkusen.
Is he top scorer as well? No, he's not. It's that Marmoush guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's him.
They're both on the same. The Egyptian Don. It's another Egyptian Don. Rise, someone Sudanese man. Rise. The same thing.
Oh, man.
That Marmoush is moving a bit mad, though. Mm. Have you seen him recently?
Yeah.
Banging free kicks in that. I want my striker to do that.
Yeah.
Also, Harry Kane don't score free kicks. I don't like that.
I feel like something you want to address with him.
He scored free kicks.
Like, nah.
That's Can a good really... point, though. I can't remember him scoring a free kick.
Luis Suarez.
Yeah.
Free kicks. You know the round the wall thing that he does?
Yeah, under the wall, yeah.
Henry, free kicks.
Yeah.
These man, Del Piero, free kicks.
Mm.
Harry Kane not scoring on free kicks, you know?
Right. Yeah. Harry Kane's become... I feel like the more and more we talk about Harry Kane, and he's going more into obscurity in Germany, the more and more you go, oh, Maybe I'm not as convinced as I once was.
He'll win a Bundesliga this year. Be all right. He's top scorer there.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely class is still there, man. But
you can pick holes in his game, definitely. And I'm saying, like, if he's 33, 34, by the time we get to that next World Cup, I don't know if he should start.
Yeah, for sure. Another player I want to talk about quickly is Curtis Jones. Obviously, he's been playing well for Liverpool this season.
Doing his thing.
Got his debut goal for England. Started the game, by the way. So he's had a great start to his England senior career. But another man that's been brought through by Carsley. He's another one that does he add to the chopping block, man? Or does he survive? Do you think Tuchel will rate him enough to be like, cool, this is on? Because our centre mid options are strong, bro. Like, and now we're looking at the players that are out. Declan Rice. Who else would that? Well, actually, Kobbie Mainoo as well is out. Like, you could argue Phil Foden could play in the middle.
So who's on the chopping? Who's
yeah?
Who's the allegation? I thought you had a player.
No. I'm saying like, That's what makes it hard.
You built up like you had a player, fam.
No, what, to chop off the block?
Yeah, I thought you were going to mention somebody else.
I'd love for him to stay in the squad, but realistically, could he stay in the squad with the amount of options we've got position?
Who would you say is ahead of him?
All of the people I just read out, for sure. Declan Rice is ahead of him. Foden's ahead of him. Kobbie Mainoo's ahead of him. Kobbie Mainoo started in the Euros.
True.
It's like, and then you look at the bench today, or what is it? Let me see. Obviously, Conor Gallagher, Jude Bellingham, Angel Gomez is another one.
In Spain, though, they like him over there in Spain. He's doing decent still.
Do you know what I mean? Cole Palmer, you could argue squeezing into that middle of the pitch somewhere.
He's got to get some England games, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he might sneak in there with a couple.
But mainly got picked for the Euros on form.
Yeah.
Simply.
He's good though, but he's really good.
But if Curtis can be picked on form. But if Curtis can be picked on form,
yeah, then maybe.
Who's better?
And then that's when it comes down to, isn't it? That's what it comes down to. Who's better? I'm going Curtis Jones, man. I'm backing the boy.
You're going Jones.
I'm backing the boy, bro. Kobe's clean, though. But so is Curtis.
It's close, you know.
Yeah, but maybe I'll argue Kobe, he was a more mature player faster. Because he plays like a more mature player, maybe.
I think the arguments, the large part of the argument is ability on the ball. But like, do you know what I mean? That'll be the large thing where people go, nah, what are you talking about? It's obviously Kobbie Mainoo, look what he can do with the ball at his feet type thing, innit?
Yeah,
but
overall,
it's close, you know?
Yeah, it is. It actually is. And let me see how old Curtis
is. It's close. What are their ratings on FIFA?
Curtis Jones is 23. That's actually a good comparison to make.
What are their ratings on EAFC, fam?
It's mad. Let me see, bro. This guy's 19 years old. This could be winning, bro.
Yeah, it's peak. Yeah. I think when my man gets to his age, we'll see the difference.
Yeah, we will see the difference. All right, man. Well, Charles, England are playing Ireland right now. Should we do a little bit of a score check, mate?
70 minutes gone,
0-0. Let's see the starting lineup. You read the starting lineup earlier, right?
Yeah. Livramento, Walks, Guéhi, Lewis Hall.
Does Guéhi nick a big move, by the way? End of the year?
To where? Liverpool got Konate and thing. We got, he might come to Arsenal if Saliba goes to Madrid. Yeah, we'll take Guéhi. Fuck it.
We need a backup.
T, you saying you're on it? Guéhi.
Do you want the answer to that FIFA rating?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I think Jones is higher by one.
Okay, yeah! I'm saying it's close, bro. It's close. It's overall, what you get?
But what's the ratings?
I think 78 and 79.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's not as exciting as I wanted.
Sounds about right.
But still, yeah, you're right. It probably does sound about right. But yeah, man. All right, well, England, congratulations for getting out of Nations League B. We've been promoted. Does that make us winners of that group? Obviously, so.
There's not even a ceremony for it or nothing, man. Yeah, just need promotion, fam.
Yeah, straight promotion back into League A. But I've noticed, though.
It's like in fives, fam. If you're in Division 2 and you go up, there's no trophy. Or you just go into the top division now.
Yeah, true.
You can get the trophy at the end of that if you win that one. Good luck.
Some other big games happening around Europe. Obviously, Italy, France.
That's on tonight, isn't it? 7:45. Yes. Who are Israel playing? It's going to get dark. It's going to get dark.
Do you know what? I actually purposely avoided that game.
You see what happened in the... Who they play?
The Netherlands.
It was Ajax, innit?
Dark. Croatia play Portugal tomorrow. Scotland play Poland.
They got Belgium. Yeah, it's calm.
Yeah, bro. So, wait. Question, yeah. Actually, I don't know if this is a topic I want to go into right now. But where is this game being played? Because Israel are the home team.
Is it played there or is it neutral ground?
Oh, it's a mutual ground. It's played Budapest.
Oh, Hungary.
Yeah, yeah, mad thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all crazy, man. But all right, guys, England. Lee Carsley, thanks for the memories, man. Thanks for exciting the nation.
He had vibes, man.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He had vibes. I know we lost to Greece the other day. Yeah. That was a bit mad, but some of the teams he put out were vibes, man.
Didn't sing the anthem. Respect it.
Man's Irish, innit?
Yeah. Man says, Joy, yeah, I'm Irish. I'm sticking to my guns.
He's Irish, man.
And now we are here. Thomas Tuchel.
Tommy T.
Are we excited for the future, man?
Yeah, man. Let's see what he can do. He's a good manager. He's got the CV. Gaffer. So let's see what he can do. We've got a talented squad. Been saying it. We've got a talented squad. Let's see what he can do with it.
Let me see when what his first game in charge is going to be. Obviously, his first game in charge is going to be...
Start with qualifiers. Is it like March time or...
Oh, my God. That's not showing me. I've been done.
Is that sulfur score?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not downloading it.
Check it on
Flash. Yeah, oh, yeah. You say you should come back to
Flash?
Yeah,
I actually might have to go back to the X.
If I go back to... Ah, oh, don't save
me. Oh! Yay. Okay, we're 1-1.
Probably hasn't been confirmed yet.
Yeah, what the hell? Oh, okay, well, either way.
Do you know what would be like really interesting to see? Not really his coaching, but you know how like the England coach has like a job now where they have to go around the country and build like academies or like routes to the first team, right? That's the... And then, do you know how like Phineas Southgate, his first year, he went to like America and saw how franchises were run, and then he went to Germany and to see how their schools are run and blah, blah, blah. It'll be cool. Well, it'll be kind of cool to see what he does in that and how he affects like British culture.
How he makes it more German.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, no. You're going to upset some people with that
I'm
one.
Ready?
Oh, no. Yeah. You're going to upset some people with that one, bro. Jeebus. But to be fair, I feel like if someone said to a random bloke in the pub, like, yo, we're going to make the football more German, but we're going to win, I don't know if they'd accept that. I think...
He's a German manager, like...
Yeah. So if we win...
From how he came up, he is German, bro. His influence is German. So some element of what he's going to bring... is going to be German, bro.
Yeah, of course. It's mad though, isn't it? Like that, they'd rather continue and do 70 years of her and 8 years of her than take on the German manager.
It's the British pride.
Yeah. I just don't think it's right, mate. You know, right. I ain't being funny or anything.
Let's get Chris Wilder then.
The thing is, we've already...
No, he's English. Let's get Chris Wilder.
Mad thing.
Bro, no, he might as well,
isn't it?
He's English.
Thing is, we've done this with Capello and Sven.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I said before in it, I would like to have seen what the media reception would have been to Sven when he got it. I'm pretty sure it was hot like this as well.
Yeah, he was the first one.
You know what I mean? So, and he was the first, so it's not like this thing hasn't happened. It's not like the English FA haven't seen this before.
Yeah, it's 100%.
And it's not like anything that we haven't reacted to before. It's just all the 20-year-olds or 50-year-olds now.
Yeah, that's actually so true. Thomas Tuchel is set to manage the first England match in March. The draw for those two-legged ties to take place on the November 22nd, once and all the group fixtures are concluded before the playoffs take place on the March 20th and March 23rd, with all second-place League B sides hosting the first leg. So that means he's going to take charge of Nations League playoff for the first time.
So, I mean, more importantly, there's straight Prem for 4 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight, so. No breaks.
Yeah. Well, Christmas, let's get back to that.
Christmas, everything.
Yeah, well, let's get back to that, Charles, man. That's a great segue. We're at a checkpoint of the season, Charles, mate. Second international break, and it's a great chance to have a look back on the league and talk about anyone that's impressed you, man. Has anyone impressed you thus far, bro?
Do you want to go team by team, or are you talking, like, stand out from
Yeah, from everyone. 11 games played. Everyone's on 11 games, mate. This is a reflection of how everyone's playing.
So I start at the top.
Start at the top of the tree.
Mo Salah.
Mohamed Salah.
Mo Salah.
The Egyptian king, bro.
Yeah, man. He's got back to that form that I wanted him to be at before,
man. Yeah, he looks sharp.
You know, he had that little... Was it last year he had the little dip?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's the hair transplant, man. He's confident, bro. He's confident, bro.
But yeah, like, he's fully... I think the team has improved.
Mm.
And yeah, it's just allowed him to sort of regain the form that went a little bit flat last year compared to what his high standards are.
Yeah.
He's back to it now. And if you win the league, large part of it is because he's got himself a good 25 to 30 goals this season.
Yeah, he's going to play a massive part of it, isn't he?
He's already on what? He's already on like 8?
Yeah, let me have a look.
I mean, he can get another 15-20. Salah, he can get another 15-20 easy.
In the Prem, he's on 8 goals. Started 11, 8 goals. Let me see how many assists. 8 goals, 6 assists.
Yeah, Haaland's the only one in doubles. But yeah, he's got 6 assists as well. Doing well, man. Yeah, numbers on the board, bro.
I am surprised that Liverpool, we are in this position. I will be honest. Man City are currently in second. And they are having a bit of a stinky patch. never normally see a lot of reds on there, soccer scores and flash scores, but there's been four in a row. Do you think this is just a blip? Or do you reckon Pep in this international break is going back to the playroom and just going back to the playbook? He's going to come back with like an inverted goalkeeper or something. Goalkeeper's going to play it like centre mid.
A false one.
A false one, yeah. So if you have the keeper here, and Vincent, what you do is you cover the back line, or Ruben. Yeah, he's gonna come out with a magic.
To be fair, him and Arteta do that, you know.
Yeah, they will create something.
In the build up, the goalkeeper comes in and he's a spare centre back. Yeah, he's an added one.
Yeah.
See how far he comes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's already done false one.
Yeah.
So we need to do something else.
Yeah, he actually is done false one.
But
bro.
Yeah, I think Pep will either figure something out, or like it's gonna be a case of him having to figure something out. And wait for some of his injured players to come back.
Yeah, because they've got a big injury list. We obviously read it out last week, innit? Obviously, Arsenal, man, you guys are in... Whoa. I need to check my mirrors.
We're bare far, innit?
Whoa. Yeah, Chelsea are in third, and Arsenal are in fourth, and Forest are in fifth.
Yeah.
Brighton are in sixth, and you guys are all on 19 points.
I was going to say, bear in mind, everyone's on the same points. Like,
yeah.
We've got Forest next.
Chance to break some...
We got Forest
break
at
some
home.
Tetris tubes, basically, yeah.
We got Forest at home, so yeah, we need to start putting some distance between ourselves and these, man. And then see if you lot and City can come back to us.
Yeah, bro. We are looking like we're flying, bro. Because I'm looking at the goal difference as well. We're plus 15 at the moment.
Yeah, bro, you lot have been doing your team, man. You only conceded how many goals in the league this year?
Oh, bro.
Like six or something?
Yeah, that's actually so crazy. Well done, Mr. Slot. Chelsea, man. I was talking to Lou yesterday. He's so funny, man. He said, Bob, I'm being serious. I think we're in the title race. I said, Lou. But and then he made the point, bro, that you guys are on level points. Do you know what I mean? So you guys are in the title race, right? So why aren't they in the title race? I guess is the question.
I guess it's.
But
and
then why aren't Forest in the title race? Why ain't Brighton in the title race?
I guess it's a case of like. I mean, it's early to be making them kind of shouts, to be honest. But like from where they were to where they are now, they've jumped up.
Yeah.
From where we were to where we are now, looks like we've fallen.
Mm.
So they feel like they're level with us right now. But if we sort ourselves out, we're still above. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like they've not got really good that you've just dropped off.
They're overachieving. We're massively underachieving right now. Yeah. And after 11 games.
When you put it like that, it sounds peak. Yeah,
after 11 games, it's level, isn't it? So let's see if we can pick ourselves up and get back to that level.
Yeah.
And let's see how long they can sustain this level that they're on right now, innit?
Yeah. Chelsea are looking impressive, though, considering at the start of the season, they were signing 1,000,001 players, but they actually look like they've come up with a bit of a game plan.
The front six is good. The back five is...
Yeah, that's where the concerns come.
Shake your warrior.
Yeah, because I remember I was talking about it last weekend with Levi Colwell. I don't know if I'm...
Do you not rate Gusto?
I do, but I also...
I don't really rate Gusto.
I feel like he's a bit of a
Tease, you rate Gusto?
He looks like a nice player, but he's not like... Yeah, what does he do? Do you know what I mean? He doesn't do that much, if that makes sense. But he's neat and tidy.
Where does he play? Right back.
I feel like he's not as good as people say he is, or make out that he is. I feel like people make out that like he's really good. Like
he's not James.
It's just a small observation I was making. I wanted to ask that question last week, but I forgot. So get it out this week.
No, I get it though. I get it because I do. Like I said, I think you see him, you watch him. He's neat and tidy, isn't he? He does all that, but it's not like. I never see him pop up with a mad tackle or like a mad assist or mad tracking back or a mad cross or something.
You see the goal that we scored, T, in that game?
Mm-hmm.
It was on his side. Two man over at the back post. Where is he?
Yeah.
It's the same thing as last year we went there. Trossard in the last minute at the back post. Where's Gusto? Yeah. Man's not learning from
them. Man's not learning, bro.
I don't know, innit?
And as well, it doesn't help that they haven't got a great keeper either, obviously, with Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, he stinks, bro.
Yeah, he's not good. Man said someone said, I don't know if this is just like a filthy fellas thing, but someone said he's half Jamaican, fam.
Name me a black goalkeeper.
Yeah. Because, what's a bar when he says? What's the bar he says with that?
He says, name me a black goalkeeper.
I ain't got a bed or a wardrobe. That's what he said. He's actually so funny,
That's
man.
That's funny. Man.
I ain't got a bed or a wardrobe. All right, man. Well, let's not go through the entire league, but still, man, it's looking strong. Let's go through maybe like the narratives that are happening. There's some boys. Them they're knocking on the door, bro. Obviously, we're looking at the Forests. We're looking at the Brightons. How much do we think that can stand up, man? And how long can they stand this? Do you think they're going to be in the pack, like knocking on the top four? Because Brighton, Newcastle.
Top four?
Yeah. Like,
no, not Forest.
Not
no.
Forest? Brighton?
Brighton are good. I think Brighton might be about there come the end of the season.
You think Brighton could break the mold, yeah?
I think Brighton could finish. I mean, they got in Europe last year.
I think they
either last year or the year before. I think they're going to be. I think Brighton will be like between that sixth and eighth.
Mm.
Going to be 6, 7, 8, one of them positions.
Yeah.
Forest, I think, will drop down to like
Forest
ninth.
Will drop out, yeah. Will drop down for sure.
Eventually.
It'll be interesting to see, bro.
Chris Wood, been the best striker in the league this year. Should we talk about it? Chris Wood, fam.
Yeah, man. Let me see how many goals he's on, bro.
He's on a few, he's on like
oh,
7.
Boy, yeah. Let me have a look. Bro, because we used to cuss Parks all the time for when they signed Chris Wood when they needed to stay in the Prem. And the credit side was Chris Wood.
The finance.
And really, he scored. I can't remember. He scored like last week in the Prem or whatever. And he put in the group. Like, what are you saying now? And it's like, oh, bloody hell, man. Yeah, he's got 8 goals in the league this season. Bloody hell.
There's nothing more satisfying than getting your lick back.
Yeah. It's actually so true, isn't it?
There's nothing more satisfying.
Especially on a football player as well. Especially when everyone was giving him stick.
And when they come good, you're like, see?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Everyone was giving him stick for that one, man. I'm rightly so. It's fucking Chris Wood.
I had the vision.
Yeah.
I think he's all right, you know. It didn't really work out at Newcastle, but... He's been doing
well. He was good at Burnley. He's a problem at Burnley as well.
Yeah, even the Championship as well. Like, he got numbers.
Yeah.
Useful, man.
Maybe at, what happened at Newcastle was a different style of play, innit?
Yeah, the Newcastle thing, I think that was the...
Fulham, a couple of important goals.
Fulham, I'm happy with the Haylen boys.
Yeah, they look good.
The Haylen boys at Fulham, they're making them exciting. They're exciting to watch.
Yeah, they are.
The Gaffer at Brighton. Brighton are exciting to watch. Obviously, they've got that Belieber now.
Mm.
New age Caicedo now.
Bro, the way they churn out the superstars.
Everybody's going to be on to him soon. Very soon.
Yeah.
And Forest are doing their thing, man. Mm. Seriously doing their thing.
Forest will be there or thereabouts, man. Spurs, man. Spurs, Newcastle, Aston Villa. See, if you were looking at a traditional kind of Premier League table, you'd probably swap 5th, 6th and 7th, as in Forest, Brighton and Fulham, with 8, 9 and 10, which is Newcastle, Aston Villa and Tottenham. So the mold is definitely being broken. But should those three clubs I just mentioned, Newcastle, Villa and Tottenham, be kind of, especially Tottenham, kind of disappointed with how they've started this season? Because Tottenham, bro, like, come on. Do you know what I mean?
On the one hand, I'd be disappointed.
Mm.
But on the other hand, I'd say, listen, if we won our next game
and we're in the mix.
And all of these men lost or half of these, like, do you know what I mean? We could go from 10th to 5th, like, in 1 week.
Yeah, we're in the mix sort of thing.
From 5th to 3rd in 3-4 weeks. So
exactly.
We'll see, man. We'll see. This Christmas period is... crunch time for everybody this Christmas period.
Mm. Bro, do you know what I'd say that Newcastle should be happy about though?
Go on.
Isak scoring again.
Yeah. Well, they reactivated
him. Yeah, that could be big for them.
Yeah.
Who's the best striker out of this lot?
What, go on.
Can we go from... Okay, yeah. Actually, yeah. Other than Haaland, who is the next best striker in the league?
Great question, man.
Is it Isak? Is it Watkins? Is it Solanke? Is it Havertz? Is it Wood? Is it Welbeck? Is it Jimenez?
He's playing well as well, by the way.
Yeah, I understand.
He's playing really well, yeah. He looks like he's like back to where he was before his injury, man.
Your nines are going to get you through Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
Load up the nine.
Yeah. Load up the Nina, fam.
Everybody load up the Nina.
It's got to be Isak, hasn't it? Technically, I guess.
I would say Isak, yeah.
Yeah, Isak, sorry.
I would say Isak.
Yeah.
Oof. Who else is there? It's not Dominic Solanke.
Right now, it'd be Chris Wood, though.
What, based on form?
Yep.
Mm.
On form. Or Jimenez.
Ollie Watkins,
or Jimenez.
Or Ollie Watkins?
Jimenez, low-key on form right now.
Yeah, but look where Nottingham Forest are, though.
Forest, but they're also defending. Olaena and that.
I don't know about their back line so much, but I know, you know, Gibbs White and all of them, man, probably.
I'd see, if all of them strikers...
Well, should I go for
would they make us better?
I think Isak would.
Would you take all of... Okay. Yes or no, would you take these strikers in Jan, yeah? Nicholas Jackson?
No.
Chris Wood?
No.
You would take Nicholas Jackson? Nope. At Arsenal?
Evan Ferguson?
Oof.
No, because it looks like he's a bit injury prone right now, and why is Welbeck taking his spot?
I wanted to say Welbeck, because for Brighton, it is Welbeck right now. Yeah. He's warm. I could have said João Pedro, but yeah. Jimenez? Raul Jimenez.
Nah.
No.
Isak.
Yeah.
Isak.
Yep.
Ollie Watkins.
Nah.
No. You would take Ollie Watkins.
Dom Solanke.
Nah.
Fair.
I feel like.
Wissa.
Whistler's on 7 goals, by the way. I got the top 10 goals here.
Bro, I want Isak, though. That's the thing.
I hear it.
That's the only thing.
Top scorers at the moment are Erling Haaland, 1. Salah and Brian Mbeumo and Chris Wood are all tied 2, 3 and 4 on 8. Cole Palmer's on 7 goals, which I'm trying to think of is when he scored 7 goals. Brian and Johan Wissar is on 7 goals. Nico Jackson is on 6 goals. Danny Welbeck on 6 goals. Liam Delap is on 6 goals. And Mateus Cunha is on 5 goals. And that's the top 10 currently.
Cole Palmer, remember what game was it? He scored 4-1.
Is he stat padding again?
So that's 4 of them.
And he's stat padding again. Man, give him the pens, man. That's a great question, though. Oof. It has to be Isak, right? I just don't know, man.
I mean, if you're factoring these players' ages and that, then I understand a lot of the decisions he's made.
And also, I think
true.
Because like Jimenez and that,
yeah,
it's a bit too late.
I'm going to get deep. I'm even looking at this.
And the way that he plays as well, I feel like it's not just about, bro. It's not just about how he's putting the ball in the back of the net. I feel like his link-up play, like he can run behind, like he can do, like with Odegaard and Saka. But I just like the way that he plays. I think he'd be good for the link-up play. Obviously, he played with Odegaard at Real Sociedad.
Amarino.
Link up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Link
old up. Boys, yeah?
And a lot of the time,
old boys,
yeah.
Listen, the old boys getting back together.
I don't know if you agree with this as well, Charles, but sometimes when we cross the ball into the box, I don't feel like they're actually aiming for a particular person. Or maybe they're just putting it in the area to hope that someone might run onto it. But if you've got someone like Isak there, them lot know we got to hit that point.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get it. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know how many of Saka's low crosses will actually get to a target?
Bro, this is what I'm saying.
Saka does that religiously, bro. How many times I see Saka, do his man, go to the byline, and he can cross with his right foot.
Literally.
Like, he'll do a nice little cross with his right foot, and no one's there.
Bruv. I just...
You need a man, and you need the real gunman.
Obviously, Martinelli on the other side, like, he's not really he don't cross
it. Oh, he's going to have to learn, bro. We've got a gunman now.
Martinelli tries to score for him. He tries to cut in and shoot.
Yeah, he's greedy. All right, man, well, the teams under the teams that we just discussed, Villa and Tottenham, a little bit, not disappointing, I guess. Brentford, man, they've changed their approach this season, haven't they? They're trying to go a bit more attacking, score more goals. Bournemouth as well, got to applaud Bournemouth.
Shout out their manager.
Yeah, big
They're
up.
They're playing
big
well.
Big up Areola. Not Areola. What's the name? Iraola.
Iraola.
She's got it right, mate, in the end. West Ham. You're nasty. West Ham have kind of... I'm not going to say they ain't turned the corner, have they?
West Ham?
Yeah.
They turned a bad corner. Yeah. The corner stinks, bro.
Well, their last game was against Everton.
It's bad.
Draw. 0-0. And then before that was a loss to Nottingham Forest. Win against Manchester United, which is... Rare.
Look at the other form.
It's bad, isn't it?
Bad,
man?
Bro.
I don't know if West Ham, bro, I don't know how long they'll stick with Lopetegui, but apparently David Sullivan is a man of his word that sticks to contracts, apparently, but he doesn't.
Yeah, all right, cool. You stick to your contract, innit? If you don't end up in a relegation scrap this year, stick to your little contract,
bro. Yeah, exactly, bro. Manchester United, is Ruben Amorim going to be the answer, man? Not this season.
We'll see, innit?
Yeah. I don't think they've got quite the players to be like, we're just going to adjust to a new system like that. But then again, I could be wrong.
Need to wait and see what he does in January because, I don't really like that squad either. Yeah. The squad has potential, but I don't really like it, to be honest.
Wow, look how many midfield... Bro, look at this. Ready? So, I've gone in here. Ready, obviously, a forwards. Midfielders. Fuck. The whole page is midfielders. Bro, and then you look at their defence as well. Oof, Man United, man. They're in a bit of a pickle, aren't they? They really are. But, you know what?
Early doors. They're not a million miles away from some of the boys that are a bit higher. So we'll see, man.
It's true, man. Leicester and Everton, both on 10 points. Everton, Sean Dyche, man, I think his days are numbered. I think when they get in that new stadium, they can't just be a team that just about hangs on and survives and plays.
Or in the Championship.
Exactly.
Or in the Championship.
I don't think they're too big of a club, bro, for them to just be a team that doesn't play the most attractive football in the world. It plays pragmatic football.
Have you seen the stadium?
Yeah, it looks amazing,
man. And it's near the.
It's on the dock, yeah.
Yeah, that is.
It looks amazing, bro. I can't lie.
Imagine that in the Championship.
Yeah, it's fresh.
How many? Capacity?
I would say it's 60,000.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, Arsenal, Emirates.
It might be up there. It might be up there. It might be. I can't remember.
Did you hear about Arsenal? We might be looking to increase to 80,000.
How are you? I was actually listening about this. But how are you going to do that though?
Make every seat an inch smaller.
What?
Make every seat like an inch smaller. I don't know if it's that way or both ways, isn't it? So it might be 2 inches on each side. And then if you total that up and you times by 60,000 already, you could probably get another 10,000.
60,000 inches here.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow, because I can't remember where I was listening to this, but they were saying about the infrastructure of the Emirates. They were going to try and replicate what they'd done at the Bernabeu. So you know New Camp. The New Camp is like it's on a level ground, but when you go into the stadium, the pitch is built into the ground. So they dug down, so that's how they were able to expand it originally. But they weren't able to do that with the Emirates because if you dig down into the Emirates, you get the fucking tube. So yeah. Literally the underground goes under the Emirates. So we're like, yeah, you can't do that with the Emirates. So how would they do it? Because the railway is next to it as well.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. That's a mad approach.
Make all the seats a little bit smaller and it will just open up. When it eventually adds up, going all the way around the stadium, it will open up.
That's crazy.
SoFi Stadium?
SoFi, no.
Or the Rams Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Give us some American football knowledge. Tell me what's going on.
No, give us something like that.
Oh, you want one? Oh, you just want that?
You want a new thing?
Bro, that new was like, bro, have you seen
Emirates? Wenger sweated blood and tears for that stadium, bro.
Emirates is like 20 years old. Yeah. Emirates is older than some of these people that have football opinions,
I hear it. You need to see that stadium, bro. I'm like, yo, if you can invest so that much into a stadium like that, you've got money to invest in a.
Okay.
Yeah, no, do it up. I don't mind them doing up and, you know, increasing the numbers. That'd be good.
Yeah, it's a proper, like, modern stadium.
Some of these Twitter accounts that have players as their profile picture, as same age as the Emirates.
Yeah, it's true. Charles is coming for you.
Same age as the Emirates.
Yeah, be careful. If you see a Twitter picture just walking around in the street, mate.
Your Emirates.
You could be on smoke. Man, like Ips, we're out of the relegation zone. We're staying up. Kieran McKenna's tractor is on the way. The combined harvester is on the road, man.
Just mowed down Tottenham.
We did.
Can you mow down United as well? You got them next.
I actually think we could do that.
I beg you, mow them down.
Because if we beat them at Old Trafford, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Mow that Moncleasy right off Amarin's back.
Gross. We actually might have to do that. But, man, are we impressed with Ipswich? Because I guess...
No.
I guess
it's your first win of the season.
Nah. But we've been close though. Do you know what I mean? We've
been closer. Yeah, it's been coming. It's been coming.
And it's like we've shown spirit. We've shown a bit of adaptability.
Plucky.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Like Luton last year. Last year. On their plucky.
Yeah,
thing.
That's what I mean. I feel like
rate that though. Mm. Come to the Prem and, like, even if you're not as good as some of these top teams, obviously.
Yeah.
Come and show some fight and some personality, and you get. Facts, I hear it.
I don't know if that's, you know, if in the long run that's gonna pay off, but it's gonna be a bumpy ride on the way there, fam. No. I'll tell you that for free. So Ips, big up you guys for being out of the relegation zone, man. Long may it continue. But let's go into the dreaded drop zone, man, where teams go to die. A fan favourite of this podcast, I would say so, in my opinion. Crystal Palace are currently in the drop zone.
They're in the drop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're currently 18th on 7 points.
Get it together, or Eze is going to go for 20 million in January.
Yeah, bro, they're just going to have to cut their losses, aren't they? You know? That is absolutely crazy. Crystal Palace, man, with their new manager, obviously Oliver Glasner, when he came in, what was that, February? March? Yeah, it was a big, you know, it was big. I don't want to say that was down to manager bounce, but...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, bruv. Obviously, they had Elise in them times. And to be fair, they've had some injuries this season.
Yeah, they have.
But,
and obviously,
you know,
injuries and then losing Elise is massive.
Yeah, and they'll still be disappointed, man. And then underneath them, you've got Wolves on 19th. 6 points, man. But Charles, you put some context into this, innit? They've had a lot of hard games at the start
Wolves
of the season. I'm seeing it hell now,
Wolves
bro.
Been going through it.
Is it Newcastle away, Brighton, Villa? Where are these games? Yeah, Brighton was away.
That first one is Forest as well.
Yeah, Villa was away. Liverpool away. No, Liverpool at home, but that's Liverpool. And then Brentford away. Tough game.
They played us. They played City.
Yeah. City. Was this Brighton? Palace at home. That's the one they might be disappointed with. And then they finally got a win against Southampton. And then Southampton are currently bottom
in the
league.
As well. I thought they were going to be better, you know?
Yeah, I actually
predicted that they wouldn't be in the drop zone at the end of the season. I don't think they were going to be in the drop at the end of the season. I think I predicted them 17th or something.
Yeah, facts.
So, I'm disappointed in them still.
Well, let's wrap it up, man, on this segment. And then we'll get into some combined exercise. Charles, you have to explain that game.
Let's do it,
Title race, though, man. Then
you lot.
I'm gonna say December, and then I'll give you my answer. Once we get after Christmas, I'll give you my answer after Christmas.
T, we're gonna let him cop out like that.
Yes, you are.
Nah.
After Christmas, I'm gonna give you my answer, man. Because Christmas, you know what I mean. For example, you lot last season looked like you might be going shaky. Then you went to Dubai. Everything changed. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
so after Christmas,
that was last year. What about the year before? The first year when we were flying, same way you're flying.
Yeah.
Man was saying that Arsenal are going to win the league in November.
Yeah.
When we cut.
But we learned from that, innit?
Nah, not we about learn we learn. From that, nah, man. We do the same thing.
We learn from that, you
we
know.
We do the same thing.
We learn that it might not be you as put, a bumpy ride.
You put that on us.
Give me December and I'll say we're going to win the league.
Do you know what it is? The fact that you're not accepting it right now, it shows me that you don't want to win the league.
I don't want to win it. I want to win the league.
No, you don't want to win the league.
I don't do that. I want to win the league.
IT, does he want to win the league?
Of course I want to win the league, but I've seen it too many times.
You're not where accepting the team.
Bro, I'm just saying, yeah, what I said yesterday to my boy, I said, look, bro, like, this is all lovely and that, but I don't expect us to be this good for the entire season. There's going to be a time where we shake it up and tremble. Do you know what I mean?
Hey.
There is. There just is. That's just football, innit? Heavy. Unless you're Man City on cash steroids. Do you know what I mean?
Heavy as and the Pep, head, man.
So there's going to be a moment where we tremble a little bit, and if we come after that and we're still 1 point, 5 points, 8 points clear, do you know what I mean? That's why I'm saying December. I think that will be a bit of a clearer picture.
Heavy is the head, man. Heads
heavy
off.
Is
head
the head
off.
Listen, it's experience, man. It's an old experience. The grey hairs are coming through. What about you? Are you man going for us then? Yeah.
Fam, we're trying, but it's not working at the minute.
Massive.
But we want to see how close we can get. We want to get into that race because we've put that pressure on ourselves as well. We're saying
that you guys
we have
to
win the league. Like, we have to, do you know what I mean? So we're doing that, and the manager's not shying away from that.
Yeah.
And I don't think the fans should shy away from that.
Yeah, it's true. We should own that. Arteta should be backing that, yeah.
We should own that, do you understand? So if we feel like we have to, then I feel like you guys have to sort of have that same kind of mindset.
Yeah,
if
you're
in the race, you've got to do it, man.
Yeah, no, I'm with
you. So I don't think we'll do it. I don't think we'll win the league. But god damn it, we gotta do something.
Yeah.
See how far we get.
Yeah.
Bring a trophy home for me this year, man.
Yeah. I still think City will do it, man. I do. I just think they'll recover, man.
Inevitable vibes.
I just think they'll just recover, yeah. And when they get all their boys back, how all the players
boring.
Come back, yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know if I'm shook. But
how lethargic.
We'll see.
That's just lazy from all of us.
Yeah, no, we'll see.
Yeah, it's lazy.
Us, yeah. We can't let that happen, really, can we?
It's lazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, bruv, I mean, that's...
We're not the Bundesliga.
Yeah. Well, we're turning into the bloody Bundesliga, bruv. But all right, guys, since it's international break, we are going to do some combined exercise, man. So make sure you stick around with it. Charles, my broski. Let's go, baby!
A 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Welcome back to the other side of the Bench Podcast, man. It's the international break, man, so it's time to do some international challenges. Quizmaster Charles, bro, you've set this one up, and this is actually a really good one, bro. I couldn't, like, when you said pick a number, I thought, ooh, where's he going with this, mate? But Charles, what have you got for us, bro?
Come on in, man. All right, so obviously, it's the international break, so I decided to give you guys a international challenge. One that I'll be involved in myself. But yes, international challenge. I looked at the top 10 teams that are ranked currently in world football. I said, all right, cool. I'm going to pick 5 man from the group chat. I'm going to say, man them, one by one. Mm-hmm. Pick a number between 1 and 10. Whatever numbers they picked were their world rankings and the teams that they have selected to combine and do their all-time world 11. Or, you know, Nation 11 from them too. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
2 stipulations. You have to use at least 4 players from each nation.
Mm.
It can't just be like, yo, I'm going to have like 9. So who had Brazil and Belgium?
Genki
had Brazil and Belgium. You can't be like, yo, I'm just going to put 9 Brazil players and then put 2 Belgian players. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Also, he hasn't submitted his team, so we're going to have to do that for him. I'm lucky. Cleberson and
he did put a team in, didn't he?
Did he? In the chat.
I ain't even peeped that. But yeah, you guys get the point.
Yeah.
Stipulation was you have to.
He's forwarded this, by the way, so it looks like he's had some help. He's put it in another group chat and said, oi, oi, oi.
Would you not think? Allegations. Okay, so yeah. So 4, you have to use 4 players minimum from each nation. And it can't be a player that you haven't seen before.
Yeah,
do you get me? So like if he had Brazil and Rare, he couldn't put Pele. Like, we're not here for that. We love them, man. We respect them, man. Their place in football and all them thing there. But we're not here for any of that.
Yeah.
Players that you've seen. And we're all of a similar age. So it kind of works. Boom. So who wants to go first, man? Who wants to put their team forward? You have to introduce the nations that you were given and your team.
I'm actually up for you, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You saying you're on it?
Yeah, I'm actually really
You're going to set pace, Bob?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead with it, Bob.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm actually really confident with my team.
Jeez.
All right, man. Argentina and France. France, who's ranked where? France are currently 1. I picked 1 and 2. France is one.
I think Argentina are one. Argentina are one and two.
So it goes like this, yeah? It goes in goal. Couldn't find a good French keeper, by the way, or an amazing Argentinian
Barthez,
keeper.
Barthez, isn't it?
Pff, yeah. Definitely not. I went with the Yashin winner 2 years in a row, Emiliano Martinez.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, good keeper.
I'm not sure he's an all-time exile kind of keeper, but out of the two nations, he's probably the best keeper on the offer.
Guess so.
It was him or Lloris.
Was he better than Lloris in his prime?
Oh, true. I think I'm good. I've never really rated Lloris too much.
Neither.
I think he's got a big mistake in him, man. And he always had. And as a goalkeeper, that's not what you want.
Yeah, probably got Martinez, yeah.
Yeah, so at right back, I'm going to go Zanetti. Yeesh. Here he is, Zanetti. Centre backs, I'm going to go Desailly and Thuram.
Mad thing.
Left back, this is a dark defence. Left back, I'm going to go Evra. In the midfield, I'm going to
I didn't see a good... You could have put Thuram left back, you know. He was doing that for Juve in them times.
Yeah, yeah, I did. But I couldn't think of it.
But just saying Thuram, Jesus Christ.
I couldn't think of any other... Those were the best centre-backs options. Another one was Laurent Blanc.
Yeah,
and I thought the current crop of French centre-backs...
You seen Laurent Blanc?
Well, he was active when we were active. So he was alive when we were alive.
Have you seen Laurent Blanc?
I'd have to
VAR that one if you put him in there.
Yeah, but I didn't do it anyway. I was going to say from this generation, I don't think anyone's in that ilk yet. Maybe, obviously.
Abidal's, is he not French?
Maybe.
Yeah, Abidal's a good one.
Oh, actually, maybe Varane.
Left back?
No, as in a centre-back.
Oh, centre-back, yeah.
Oh, no, Varane. Bro, of course Varane. What the... What?
Nah, Desailly and Thuram, innit?
Desailly and Thuram.
Evra left back.
Okay,
can I change?
Nope.
Game's the game.
We can critique your thing, but the submissions are the submissions.
Centre-mids then, I'm going to go Riquelme.
Yeah,
put Riquelme in there. Put Zizou and Vieira. So I put Vieira in the
dark.
D. Yeah, yeah. And then in up top, I've gone Messi centre-forward. Now, this one's going to be one that I have to explain. I put left wing Mbappe, right wing Henry. Because...
Wait. How many Argentina players is that?
That's four.
Martinez, Zanetti, Messi, Riquelme.
Riquelme.
Go back to this Henry right mid.
Skin of my teeth. Right?
Henry right mid.
I just feel like, we've...
Mbappe.
Well, this is what I'm saying. At Real Madrid, we've clearly seen, as of now, that Mbappe needs to be in his favoured position, right? He needs to be left wing. Like, that's where his best position is. Like, who knows, in a couple of years, he might turn out to be this really good centre-forward. But at the moment, we know his best position is a left winger, And I feel like Henry, because he played in that era where it's a more traditional winger, he could get in. I know he wasn't on that stuff, but because he comes from that era, he's got a bit more of, that classic mentality where it's like, no, I'm just going to get in and do my job. And I'm going to do it, obviously, to a world-class level because I'm Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Done it at Barca. I just thought, okay, cool. If anyone's going to have to be more versatile of the two, it's going to have to be Thierry. Because Kylian, he clearly is a bit of a... You know what I mean?
He's not versatile.
Okay. Yeah, he's not as versatile.
I hear your workings out, Bob.
Yeah.
I respect your workings out.
Thanks, man.
Respectfully, I don't think you got it right. I would have gone with something different.
Who would you go?
I would have put Messi as like a 10.
Or put him in the midfield. But Zizou, man.
I mean, Zizou, like...
Zizou, man.
I'd have put Messi as a false nine and put Mbappe and Henry up front.
The false nine.
Or Henry and Griezmann.
But I had to put Zizou in the team, man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And then I thought, on the wing.
Or you could just make them... You can make them flat free.
True.
That's just me, innit? But, Henry right mid, that bugs me.
I hear what you're saying, but I had to get them in.
It bugs me, though.
Well, can you imagine coming up with Henry on the right, Mbappe on the left? Bro, your fullbacks are having a bad day at the office. And then Messi pulling strings between
them. Wait, do you think Mbappe is better on the left than Henry?
I don't think it's better on the left than Henry. I just think Henry would be better on the right than Mbappe would be on the right. So I thought, Henry, you're the grown one, innit? You're gonna go out there, and you're gonna be the one that does the job out there because you're gonna do it lit.
Henry's the big brother, you
know? Yeah.
Because Mbappe's the baby brother that's gonna get spoiled. He's gonna get loud.
Yeah. Exactly that. So that's the team. I'm not mad at it at all.
I hear that.
Mm, maybe I would have spun. Maybe the Varane realization came to mind.
Nope, too late.
Oh no.
That's a strong team though. Do the whole thing actually in one, innit?
So my team would be Martinez in goal, right back Zanetti, centre back Desai, the other centre left centre back is Thuram, left back is Evra. In my midfield would be defensive midfielder would be Vieira. My two centre midfielders would be Zizou and Riquelme. And then on the front three, I'm going to play a false nine, Messi. On the right wing, I'm going to play Henri. And on the left wing, I'm going to play Mbappe.
Okay.
France and Argentina combined all-time XI. All combined, okay. 11.
T, what are you saying? You want to come with yours?
Yeah, I'll go with mine then.
Which nations were you, T?
So I had Spain. Read the music. I had Spain and Italy.
Ooh, tough one. Yeah, this one's a tough one.
Yeah, and because of the stipulations that Charles put in, it made it a little bit more trickier than I would have wanted, but here we go anyway. So, goalkeeper, I went with Buffon.
Buffon over Casillas, yeah?
I would have gone with Casillas, but again, I can't have too many Spanish players.
Ah, okay.
I'd prefer my goalkeepers taller anyway, but... Yeah. Casillas is probably one of the only ones that would be like, yeah, I'd still take you over most keepers because he was just fake. Mm. In defence, I've gone with left back Maldini, centre backs PK, Puyol, right back Sergio Ramos.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's that.
Oh, so that's how you got him into the team by putting
him right back. Yeah. I had to try to squeeze him in. That was the best way. All right, then I'll go with one holding, and that's obviously the man himself, Sergio
Busk.
And then for my midfield.
Not Perlo?
For my midfield.
Okay.
I've gone with like a V.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the man up top. So it, on the right, we'd have Iniesta. And then in the middle, we got Pirlo and Cesc. And then on the left, we have David Villa. And then up front, we'd have Francisco Totti.
Wow, this is a good team. Wait, explain that midfield again. So you got Busquets, Iniesta.
So Busquets here.
But what, as in the six?
One.
Yeah.
Sergio. Cesc, Pirlo.
Yeah.
And then you got Iniesta and you got Villa.
4-3-3
thing. And this is the thing, yeah? And this is the thing.
Then both Villa and Fabregas out wide.
No, Iniesta and Villa would be out wide.
Okay.
I guess that's why I couldn't put in Xavi because Iniesta's a little bit more flexible and I can put him out wide.
Yeah.
But Villa is one of the most broken players that I don't think people deep.
Yeah.
He was absolutely broken. And I thought, Valencia
what
time.
What do you mean by broken?
He might be one of my favourite players. From that Barcelona team.
Yeah.
Like Messi, cool, but VR,
bro.
Yeah, that was my favorite
tech,
player. He's my
speed,
guy.
Speed, vision, just everything.
Left foot, right foot,
everything.
Every team.
He's one of those players that kind of gets lost in history a bit.
Bro, literally,
like, he was one of the coldest.
Bro, he was killing it at Valencia.
If you know about David VR, then you know ball, fam. Yeah,
bro, he was killing it at Valencia before he even made that move.
Yeah, I remember.
So
do
you know what I'm saying? He is once he got to Barca, yeah. And these times I was playing FIFA so much, yeah. He was just absolutely broken,
killing it,
bro.
Iniesta on the right, though.
Yeah.
Or left?
That's the one I'm a bit like, Gasoline.
Paul Scholes did it for England, didn't he?
Yeah, that's poverty. Oh. That's Schlenger and Eriksen. Well, your team.
You can't tell this team to go out and play. You've got to coach that team.
Bro, no. I hear the
flexibility, but that's like a Bernardo Silva thing. You know, Pep just because you're Bernardo Silva.
Yeah, and he does the job. And he does the job.
Yes.
It does the job.
He's a victim of being too lit.
So is it Busquets, Pirlo,
Cesc.
Ooh, Cesc.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cesc. Cold. Cesc.
Yeah.
Cesc.
Come on, is that an Arsenal thing? Les?
Yeah, no.
You had Cesc over Xavi then?
No, the only reason...
And Xavi Alonso?
Bro, Xavi Alonso might be a shout. The only thing that I was thinking about is...
David Silva?
I wanted a bit of... I don't want to say strength. Not strength exactly, but I just felt like if I went with Pirlo and Xavi in the midfield... I didn't know how that would work exactly.
Xavi's a controller though. He can control games.
He is, but physicality-wise...
It probably would have been either Xabi Alonso or Cesc.
Yeah, Xabi
Alonso.
He's
trying to balance the thing.
Did
you say you got Busquets there though?
I know,
but even him, I'm like, he's not like a Rodri. Rodri would be like, I've got power.
I think Busquets is guaranteed, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I still have Busquets over Rodri.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. That's why I put him in. But, like, Rodri's, like, he's physical, like, proper, like, he gets about.
Mm.
But, yeah, I think the team balances out, personally. Right. I think that works.
Yeah.
I think
that works.
Hear it, too. Do your team start top to bottom, bro.
Oh, yeah. Top to bottom. Okay, so top to bottom, we've got... So, In goal, Gigi Buffon. Defenders, we've got Maldini, Piqué, Puyol and Sergio Ramos. Midfield, Busquets. And then we've got Pirlo, Cesc, Iniesta, David Villa. And up front, Francisco Totti.
To be fair, I just we didn't really question the striker as well.
Totti?
Yeah.
Nah, no need to question that.
True.
Bro, and that's the thing. Because
they were playing Lotto boots.
Yeah, true.
Because of them stipulations 10-10. That Charles decided to put in, you know, it kind of forced my hand a little bit.
Del Piero in there.
Bro, I would have... Listen, I probably would have...
Luca Toni.
Del Piero's a big shout. But Totti's an icon, though. Yeah. Totti's actually cold.
That I've seen. Cool.
Balotelli, you could have put in it. No, I'm joking.
I was not. I thought about Balotelli, but I thought they might get onto me for that. I would have put them in then.
Oh, Batistuta as well.
Oof,
that was a shout. That was for Argentina, innit? That was a shout still.
Yeah. I saw in the research. But
Gabigol, they're calling Gabigol.
Yeah, no, that is my team, Charles.
Yes.
What are you telling me, bruv?
All right. I thought about it. I made a last minute change.
This one's a good one.
I made a last minute change.
Before submission.
Yeah, man.
He beat the deadline. Hey,
you know them ones in the uni day, turn it in last minute, fam.
What's that called again?
Turn it, blackboard.
Turn it in, yeah.
Turn it in, yeah, fam.
Remember you had to go to the actual bit to turn in your assignment? Fuck it, we're old, fam. But you actually had to go to that office to trust hand in assignments. That's mad.
But yeah, man. So I had England and the Netherlands as a combined 11.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to do it off my head, and I think I know the team. Obviously, the phone's there. We're on the live We're on the live. But okay, boom. My combined England and Netherlands 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
All time, whatever. What I've seen, I got Van der Sar in goal. Put Van der Sar in goal. Cool. My formation's 3-4-3. I've gone 3-4-3 with the formation. I was thinking Seaman and whatnot.
Yeah, that's
but
the only other guy that came.
Do you understand? But Van der Sar, I found like Van der Sar was the best.
Yeah.
That I could think of anyways.
Yeah.
Back three. So I've gone 3-4-3. Yeah.
Ooh, he's gone 3-4-3. He's gone European.
Trust me. Or like 3-4-1-2, but 3-4-3, innit?
Yeah.
Back three. I've gone on the right, Rio. I've gone John Terry in the centre.
JT.
And then left centre back, I've gone Virgil van Dijk.
JT's gonna be 8 in the middle of them two, mate. Fuck
yeah. But he's the slowest out of the two,
trust
so he'd have to
me,
be in the middle.
The one that will get least exposed for pace. Like Van Dijk could go out there and go see a winger.
Mm.
Rio in the time could go out there and he was quick enough.
Virg ain't gonna like that, mate. I'm letting you know. When you tell him this is the lineup, he's gonna be like, look, mate, I don't run. All right.
Oh yeah.
Listen, mate, these don't do the running, yeah? I don't run. So look, bro, we're gonna have to have a conversation about that, fam.
But if you ask him to do it, I think he could do it. He's got enough tech, man. He's got enough tech, he's passing range, all of that. Can't feel the ball. He's calm. He's Dutch. He's calm.
He's calm as you like. He is Virgil van Dijk.
And okay, so boom, 4 across the middle. So 3-4-3. 4 across the middle. This a bit lopsided. You're going to see why, innit?
Okay.
Everybody's got a little lopsided in their teams, I see. So man's in the midfield. So watch it. So on the left, like left midfield, I've got Ashley Cole.
Ooh, okay,
because it's 3-4-3, isn't
it? Yeah.
Ashley Cole, and like when we defend, boom.
Yeah.
In the middle, I got Edgar Davids.
Okay.
And Paul Scholes.
Okay.
Edgar Davids and Paul Scholes. Hey, Edgar Davids, you know.
Yeah.
First of all, he's gonna be in all the adverts.
Yeah, true.
Because glasses. Second of all, he's a crazy tech man.
Yeah.
I did some research. You know, when I had to do the research, innit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I did some research, and Barcelona, like 2003-04, they signed him in Jan for like 6 months. Yeah. Like, this is just to give you like a little taste of like how good he was, innit? Barcelona at that time, going into that January transfer window, 2003-04, when you had like young Iniesta, when Ronaldinho was there, they were 11th. And then Rijkaard, who was in charge at the time, signed Edgar Davids. The next year, they won the Champions League because they qualified for the Champions League that year.
Ah, through. Yeah.
Gives you a small little glimpse of the kind of influence.
Yeah, this kind of player he is. And he was in that famous Ajax team that won the Champions League, innit?
Champions League. Juve. He's covering for Zidane. He's playing with Deschamps. He's playing with Nedved. Big baller. Yeah, like, you don't play for these if you're not a big baller.
Yeah.
And obviously, Paul Scholes. That's Paul Scholes, isn't it?
Paul Scholes.
If you want to double,
does that mean out of the three, the Lampard Scholes Gerrard debate.
This was the team that I had to do this team.
I asked him the same question. I was like,
are you showing your card here? Yeah.
It's England and Netherlands.
Yeah.
So this is what I needed, innit?
One's left, one's right at the moment.
But you know what Scholes is like in the midfield too. You see what happened with him and Keane. So Keane is kind of Davids. Mm. Or like if I liken it to that Man United midfield, innit?
Yeah,
boom,
yeah,
the one that was winning all them. Yeah.
On
the right, Iron Robin.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I hear what you're saying about lopsided.
Because I had to put him in.
Yeah.
I felt like I had to put him in. Otherwise, I might have said something like Carl Walker or something like that.
Yeah.
So like the back line looks like that and it's all nice and balanced.
Yeah.
But I had to put Robin in.
So more time it's gonna go like this.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
So if I sacrifice someone, it's gotta be Carl Walker. Now I'd rather put Robin in
so he can do that
than Carl Walker. Do you understand? So then the three up front, you've got one that's like a little bit deeper and then two up top.
Yeah.
So the one that's a little bit deeper, sort of playing in the 10, I'd say, Clarence Seedorf.
Ooh, yeah.
I've got Clarence Seedorf in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Big baller.
I know how you're thinking now. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Big baller, techie,
athlete.
All them Champions Leagues, all them different teams.
Yeah, he doesn't go into that Villa bracket, but he kind of does almost. I feel like people only now starting to talk about how lit he is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah.
He's one of them ones.
Yeah.
You gotta know. You gotta know. Seedorf in there.
Class.
And then up front, I got Bergkamp.
Ooh, Dennis.
And I got Wayne Rooney.
Oh, I like that still. I feel like them two could work together still.
Could be a thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, man.
As the best I could do.
No Harry Kane. I thought about Harry Kane. I thought about Harry Kane and I was like, nah.
No Wesley Sneijder?
So in that 10, it was either going to be Sneijder or Seedorf.
You could have recreated the Man United attack. You could have gone Van Persie. Van Persie and Robert.
Could have gone Van Persie. But I preferred what Bergkamp would do. And I think Rooney.
Yeah.
Rooney. You see when he went on his little striker arc when Ronaldo left.
That's the only thing though. You got to have it well with him. Because if he's not, you know how he wants to have the ball as well, Rooney. Bergkamp, I could be occupying.
He's calm. He's calm. When your ball is like them two are.
Yeah, they'll make it work.
Fam.
Sneijder could have been a shout as well in this team.
It was either Sneijder or Seedorf.
Yeah. We just mentioned Dirk Kuyt should have been in this team.
Yeah.
I think Gerrard. I would have squeezed him.
Gerrard's not in this team.
Yeah. I think if I'm going to pick between Lampard,
Gerrard and Davids.
Yeah.
Or maybe Gerrard in the 10 instead of Seedorf.
Remember, he used to do 10?
Yeah,
him and Torres.
Yeah, he could do 10. Maybe swap him with Seedorf maybe.
I just thought Seedorf was class. Yeah, but
he was 100%.
I still get how Dirk Kuyt's not on his team. And Ryan Babel. You could put Ryan Babel on the right.
Babel.
We got Ryan Babel. That's my guy.
Wijnaldum?
Wasn't Overmars from.
No. Seedorf. Please.
Gotcha.
He's cold though.
I love.
I saw it late.
Yeah.
Because you play centre mid, so you can see that.
Yeah, I didn't see it,
and then I saw it later. I was like, send on more.
I love Genie, man. He's cold.
Hear it.
Underrated, man. I think you know what? Yeah. Quick side piece on Liverpool. I think we let him go too early, man, and that's why the midfield went.
Yes.
I don't think Hendo was the.
Yes. But you figured something out now, so you got Gravenberch and that in there. It's a bit mad.
Yeah. Made it work, bro.
Get your phones out, boys. Who's next? We got Kizza and we got Jengi next.
This is funny. Let's do Kizza's team, man, because Kizza's team is. It was Colombia, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so
Colombia and Portugal.
He picked number 7 and number 10, and that was Portugal in the 7 and Colombia in the 10.
Yes. So this is Kizza's team, combined 11 of Portugal and Colombia.
Oh, did I do my.
Oh, you didn't do. Oh, yeah. Do your team.
So, my combined team, England and Netherlands, is Van der Sar in goal.
Great start.
Rio Ferdinand, right centre back. John Terry, centre back. Virgil van Dijk, left centre back.
Calm as you like.
Ashley Cole on the left. Edgar Davids. Paul Scholes in the middle. Iron Robin on the right. Clarence Seedorf.
Experimental, man.
Clarence Seedorf in the 10. Dennis Bergkamp and Wayne Rooney up top.
Class, mate. Very class. It's experimental, Charles, mate. I love it.
3-4-3.
Let's love
it. Shout out Ruben Amorim.
It man's been tinkering. Combined 11 of Portugal and Colombia. Chiesa goes like this. Right, Chiesa goes Costa in goal, which I assume is the new Costa.
The new Costa.
Defense looks like this. I interpret like this. It seems a bit. Cuadrado right back. Pepe and Carvalho are centre backs.
Yeah.
And then he's gone Mendes at left back, which I assume is Nuno Mendes.
Nuno Mendes.
Yeah, which is the current guy. All time, by the way. Two centre mids or two holding centre mids by the looks of things.
What? Not a Paulo Ferreira? No.
I hear it. Deco and Paulinho.
I hear Deco's cold.
Yeah, Deco is cold.
Deco's so cold.
I'm trying to think of other like defensive midfielders for Portugal. I feel like there's been another one other than Paulinho who's cold.
There was a 10. There was Rui Costa.
Yes.
If he ain't got Rui Costa in there, then I can't rate the team.
Well, here we go, man. He's playing a 3. Obviously, he's playing a 4-2-3-1. The 3 goes like this. It goes CR7.
Who's the 10, though? Oh, CR7.
On the left is Diaz. Luis Diaz.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's got to be on the right. It's got to be Luis Diaz. On the left, it's going to be Cristiano Ronaldo, I assume.
I hope so.
In the 10, James Rodriguez, of course.
Nah, he should have gone Rui Costa.
And then up top,
probably Colombians, and you don't know anymore.
Radamel Falcao.
Ooh. It's because of the, you know what? Because of the game we had to play, I get you got to put James, you got to put Falcao, because otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, he don't know no Colombians.
He's done well to squeeze in Cuadrado and Diaz.
Yeah, Cuadrado was, that was scraping. Yeah. Cuadrado was scraping in the barrel. My I respect days. It, though. I respect it. He got dealt the short straw, fam. He got Colombia, fam.
Yeah, he did. So, man, what do you think about this team? I'm just trying to think. There's got to be someone else other than Paulinho as a centre defensive midfielder for Portugal. I'm sure there is. I just can't think of him at the moment.
Oh,
it's got to be Jean-Mario. You've got
Nuno Valente or something like that.
I'm not saying this one's a bad one, but I just remember there is another one.
Didn't have a black one?
Carvalho.
William Carvalho.
Yeah.
But like all time.
Yeah, all time is a big shout.
Because Portugal got good teams, you know.
Yeah, all time is, I don't think he makes all time.
I'm trying to think who was there like Euro 2004, but I'm only picturing like, Maniche?
Yeah, Maniche and all the attacking players, isn't it?
Rui Costa. Deco.
Yeah, literally Deco. That's literally.
Nah, there's got to be another one. There surely was another one.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it was like Maniche or something like that. It was something like that.
Should I search it, bro?
Fucking something man. Like that. Or Portugal. Nuno Valente or something like that. Or maybe that was a left back or something. I don't know.
Euro 2004.
He could have come in with a better left back though.
Portugal.
He could have said, "What's his name? Quintral."
Oh yeah, Fabio Quintral. Oh, yeah.
He could have said Quintral.
Yeah. I think. Would you say before Ferreira?
Samao. Ooh,
Ferreira.
He's a good
Ferreira.
Yeah,
right
he
back.
Was good. Chelsea.
But then he has to do Colombia, and he has to mix it up.
Yeah, true. Bro. Let's look at the line.
I think Falcao definitely. He definitely should be in there. Like
cold.
He is.
He
was a killer. Oh my god.
At Atletico.
Bro, naughty. Even at Porto, I didn't rate it that much at Porto, but when I saw it at Atletico, I was like, nah, this guy is...
Yeah, it's true.
He's different, man.
All right, then, lads, let's move on to the last one of the game. This one is Cengi submitting for Belgium and Brazil. Now, like I mentioned earlier, it looks like he's forwarded this voice note, so he's been doing some tapping up, mate. Cengi, we see you, bruv. But it goes like this. This is an interesting start already. The goalkeeper, Thibaut Courtois.
Fair.
He could have had Alisson. He could have had Dida. Could have Cesar.
Courtois a banging keeper. Are you saying Courtois dead?
I'm not saying Courtois is better than Alisson. Is what I'm saying. I guess.
I guess maybe because of the game. Again.
True.
I think it's a matter of taste. Courtois, he's been hard since Courtois, you know cold. Pause, but yeah, you know
well,
he's been
he
hard.
Won a Champions League for them, man. I don't know what he done that night. He banged Judge that night.
Young as well, bro. He was literally in between the sticks for Atletico at 19, bro, and he was holding it up.
Yeah, Mr. Bean. He's probably as tall as his leg. all right, defenders is gone.
Mr. Bean.
That's it. He does look like Mr. Bean, don't it? When you deep it. Left back is Marcelo. Centre-backs are Thiago Silva and Vincent Kompany. Right-back is Maicon.
Okay.
I hear it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't discuss this guy, but the guy that is, you know, the Barcelona, really, really good one. He's currently under investigation.
What, Dani Alves?
Oh, my God, he said it.
I mean, I'm talking about the football.
I ain't talking about all that.
That could be a shout, Alves, to be fair.
I would have gone Dani Alves.
Yeah,
though.
I think so. Midfielders, CDM is gone with Casemiro. Left mid, he's gone Ronaldinho. Centre mid, he's gone KDB. Right mid, he's gone Hazard. Cam, he's gone Neymar. Centre forward, he's gone R9.
That's peak.
Yeah, that's
Brazil are peak.
Right,
man.
A man said an attacking section of the pitch. He's got Ronaldinho, KDB, Hazard, Neymar, R9.
Peak, man.
That's a Hazard and Neymar on the same team with Ronaldinho.
Yeah, it's fake.
And KDB pulling the strings.
Listen, whoever got Brazil would have won.
Yeah.
This is peak, bro. They got too many legends.
And then Neymar and R9 up top. Wow, yeah. Jengi might have the best team, you know.
He might still.
Yeah, he actually might have the best team.
Well, yeah, and depends. Did he get, how much help did he get with that one? Because damn, that's pretty good. How many people feeding in?
Where's the forward then, this one, bro?
But then,
hey, Jengi?
But then when you deep it, when you think of Belgium, like how many man, like
top.
Regardless of think, like without doing a lot of thought, with very little thought, how many Belgian players would you say would definitely get into the team? You don't have to think about it. Courtois, Kompany. Hazard and KDB.
Mm.
Other than that, everything else is like, do you understand? You have to really think about it. And if you have to think about it too hard, when you've got Brazil on the other side, it's like, nah.
Well, do you know why he's lucky as well? Like, defending-wise, Belgium had Kompany, so it's like, he doesn't have to try find
another one.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And then just put Courtois, something super solid in goal. Yeah.
Literally, bruv. Covers the whole goal, fam.
That's it.
She does. All right, well, guys, that's combined 11s, man. Let us know what you guys think of those. Charles,
well done, man.
From the Idea Factory. I love it, man. All right, guys, well, that is another episode of the Bench Podcast. Wrapped, signed, sealed, delivered, baby. It's yours. If you're listening on any podcast platforms, make sure you like, share, subscribe. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts, man. Make sure you tap in with the podcast. Give us a rating.
We're on TikTok.
We're on TikTok as well. So make sure you get involved with the pod. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe as well. Guys, the Premier League is back next week. And we're going to be here covering it, baby, because that's what we do.
Come on.
Man, a lot of stuff is going on. BTS, behind the scenes.
I'm doing Champions League this week.
Yeah, facts.
I'm doing Champions League. I'm going Chelsea ladies v Celtic ladies. Then I'm going Arsenal ladies v Juve ladies.
Chelsea.
T, shout me if you want to go Juve.
Nah, I told you, I'll try to catch a game in Portugal, hopefully.
Is that you?
Hus might be. Hus said you got to talk to Frimps, innit? See if he can get us off a ticket for Arsenal Juve. But I'm going. Yeah. I'm going Chelsea as well. Chelsea's hospitality, so I'm getting free course and food and
drink. Make sure you review that. Make sure you check out the content that Chelsea releases.
Check the come with me. Yeah. Check the come with me. Yeah.
But all right, guys, we shall be here. Same place, same time next week, baby. Let's go.
Benched, a 14-ish Q original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.